Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Masechta Sukkah. We are going to do the last Mishnah in the first paragraph of Masechta Sukkah and the first Mishnah in the second paragraph of Masechta Sukkah. So the Mishnah talks about two cases of a Sukkah where the Sukkah is formed in a way that it's impossible to tell where the wall ends and the roof begins. So it's very hard to measure in terms of the minimum size of a Sukkah if you don't know where the defined walls are. So also is a kasa kumin srif. If you make a Sukkah like a teepee, meaning you have valid tzchach material, and you just lean it up against each other in a slope where they just meet at a point in the middle. So it's like a tent kind of setup, but the whole thing is made out of kashrus tzchach, and there is no flat roof. It's just angled all the way down to the floor. Osha sam chalakosel, or you take pieces of valid tzchach and you lean it up against the wall, again creating this kind of triangle. Rabbi Lezer posel meshe in lagag. So says if there's no roof, then it's possible. There's no way to distinguish between the roof and the wall, and therefore we have to view it as all wall, and therefore it's possible. V'cham machshirim, but v'cham say that it's kasher because part of that slope, that sloped wall, is going to be considered the roof. The Mishnah now has another machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer about a sukkah. We learned back in Mishnah Dalit that anything that could be makabel tumah is possible to use for schach. So a mat made out of reeds could be makabel tumah only if you plan on using it as a mat that you're going to sit on or lie down on. So certainly when it comes to a very small reed mat, that's what they're made for. That's what they're used for, and therefore it is makabel tumah. A larger mat made out of reeds is a machlokas. And that's the machlokas we're learning right now. Machzelas karam gedola asa'a l'shchiva mekabelas tumah ve'mesachin ba. If a person made a large reed mat for lying down on, so it's mekabel tumah, and you can't use it for schach because people generally don't sit or lie down on a large reed mat, so it can't become tameh unless the owner said that he's making it for that purpose. A small reed mat is used for lying down on, so it could become tameh. L'sikuch mesachin ba ve'mekabelas tumah. But if the owner said that he plans on using it for schach, for shade, then you could use it as schach, and it does not become mekabel tumah. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds a large reed mat is the same as a small reed mat. Rabbi Eliezer omer, achas ketana v'yachas gedola, whether it's small or whether it's large, asol eshchivim mekabel tumah vein mesachin ba, you can assume that it was made for lying down on, and therefore it's mekabel tumah, and you cannot use it for schach, l'sikuch mesachin ba vein mekabel tumah. But if you said explicitly that you're making it for schach, then you could use it for schach and it won't be mekabel tumah. So now we move on to Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of sukkah. We don't get to the halachos of dal and minim until the third Perek. So the Mishnah tells us machlokas about a person who sleeps under a bed inside of a kasher sukkah. So yashan tachsamita basukkah leyotzei dechavasu. If you're sleeping under a bed in a sukkah, you are not yotzei, you're chiyuv of sukkah, because the bed is mafsik between your body and the schach. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, no, again, Yinushin, Yishenim, Tachsamit, Bivnezakainim. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, we used to have the practice that we would sleep under the bed in the sukkah in front of the Zakainim, Velo Amulanu Davar. And they didn't have anything to say about it. They didn't criticize us for doing that. So apparently, when you sleep under the bed in the sukkah, you are Yotzei, your Chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda is one that holds that a sukkah is a Diras Keva. A bed is only a Diras Arai. And therefore, it makes sense that the Diras Arai is not going to get in the way of the Binyan Keva of the sukkah, meaning it's going to become batel to the binyan keva. Whereas if you hold that the entire sukkah is a dira sarai, so then it makes sense that the bed is going to be problematic, because the bed is no less substantial than the sukkah itself. So Amar Rabbi Shimon commented, Maisa b'tavi avdo shel Rabbi Gamliel shay yashin tachsamita. One time Tavi, Rabbi Gamliel's Evid Kanani, was sleeping under a bed in a sukkah. V'amlin Rabbi Gamliel zakenim, and Rabbi Gamliel commented to the zakenim, Re'isem tavi avdi, you see my servant Tavi, Shu Talmud Chacham, Yodea Shavadim Ptur Min Sukkah. He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows that Avadim are Pater from Sukkah. Lefichach Yashinu Tachsamita, and that's why he's sleeping under the bed in order to make room for the people who are Chayiv in Sukkah. Olefidar Kenu Lamanu, and based on that story and that comment from Gamliel, we learned Shayashin Tachsamita Lo Yasi Dechavaso, that if a person sleeps underneath the bed, he's not Yotzei Yischiyev, because that's exactly what Tavi was trying to do, was trying to not be Yotzei any mitzvah, because he didn't need to be, since he was not Jewish. He was an avid Kanani. Had anyone been able to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, obviously sleeping under the bed, then there's no kutz to what Tavi was doing in making room for other people, because he was taking up, he would have been taking up valuable space under the bed. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yer Aleph of Perek Aleph, we learned that if you make your sukkah without a defined roof, Rabbi Eliezer says it's pasul, and the Chum say that it's kosher. If you have a large reed mat, we said that it's mekabel tumah and cannot be used as schach. But if you made it specifically for the sake of using it as schach, then it's not mekabel tumah and can be used. Rabbi Eliezer holds that both a large reed mat and a small reed mat are assumed to be mekabel tumah and not usable for schach unless you specifically designated it for the purpose of schach. Then in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, we said that there's a machlokas about sleeping under a bed in a sukkah. Tanakama said, you're not yotzei. Rabbi Yehuda said that we used to do it all the time and the Zekinim never criticized us. And Rabbi Shimon told the Maisa of Tavi, the Eved of Ram Gamliel, used to sleep under a sukkah, under a bed in the sukkah. And Ram Gamliel would brag to the Zekinim what a Talmud Chacham his servant was, his Eved Kanani was, because he knew that Avadim Arpata from sukkah, and that's why he would dafka sleep in the sukkah in a way that he's not getting any mitzvah to make room for other people. So you see from that whole story that apparently Ram Gamliel held that that one is not yotzei the mitzvah when you sleep under a bed in the sukkah, like the Tanakama, unlike the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.